Good morning, everyone. Today is the 21st of March, 2023. It's Tuesday morning. And there's a verse in the Bible that says, all men have not faith. There's a lot of people that want to set forth a deception that all men have the ability to have faith of their own free will. But faith doesn't come from man. Faith comes from above. And not all men are given faith. I'm going to read through 21 verses in the 3rd chapter of Philippians that talks about the distinction between those who have faith and those who do not have faith. Starts out by saying, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord to write the same things to you. To me, indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. Well, if they're dogs, if they're evil workers, and if they're the concision, then these are people that have not faith, correct? For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Well, I would say that's the other side of the picture. That's those who are worshiping God in the Spirit, those who are rejoicing in Christ Jesus, and those who have no confidence in the flesh have been given the gift of faith. Though I might also have confidence of flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the eighth day, the stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, the Hebrew of the Hebrews, is touching the law of Pharisee. Now he's showing the way he was, and then what happened to him after God revealed the truth to him. But what things were gained in me, those I counted loss for Christ. Are we still trusting in secular education? Are we still trusting in seminaries? Are we still trusting in the works of the law? Are we trusting in Christ? Well, what happened to Paul? He said, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, Jesus my Lord, whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and to count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Now, very important verse. Listen closely to this verse. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law. Not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law. That's what the Pharisees had, their own righteousness, which was of the law. But that which is through the faith of Christ. The righteousness which is of God by faith. Notice who it's by. The righteousness which is of God by faith, not by man. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Paul said he was apprehended by Christ Jesus. He didn't do anything in of himself. He was apprehended. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. He restates this again. I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. His soul focuses on Christ. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, wherein we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me. And mark them which also walk, so as ye have us for an example. For as many of walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. These are those who are without faith. These are those who are, as he described earlier, they are those who having confidence in their flesh. They're dogs, they're evil workers, they're of the concision. That's who they are. These are people who are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction. That's reprobation. That's reprobates who have not faith, whose God is their belly, whose glory is their shame, who mind earthly things. A person's always thinking about how they can better themselves on this earth. They're always thinking about how they can make more money, how they can get a bigger house, how they can get a bigger car, how they can go on worldwide cruises and all this, and how they can get World Series tickets. You know, they mind earthly things. But Paul says, our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Who's the Savior? Is it yourself? Do you save yourself, or is it the Lord Jesus Christ that saved you? He says that Christ shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Well, this chapter is very good about pointing out the distinction between the reprobate and those who have been given faith, those who are recipients of faith. I'm going to turn this over to Mark and let him read this. And as he reads it, think about the distinction between those who have been given faith and those who have not.
Philippians chapter 3. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. We are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus. Have no confidence in the flesh, though I might also have confidence in the flesh. If any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised I the eighth day of the stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, the Hebrew of the Hebrews, who touching the law, a Pharisee, touching zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I count a loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may, when Christ be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, be made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain it the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend for that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. If in anything be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is her belly, and whose glory is her shame, whose mind earthly thanks. For conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. This chapter, next chapter.
Thank you, Mark. Well, question we must ask ourselves this morning is, are we walking by faith, or are we walking by works? May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.